In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Clergy, Saint Joseph, Saint Charles Borromeo, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Church's calendar, we celebrate St. Charles Borromeo, who is the patron saint of seminarians because he was so concerned and worked for the establishment of seminaries, but also wanted to see that seminarians were properly formed and prepared for the priesthood. St. Charles, it says in the little saint's book today, was of the noble family of Borromeo, was born in 1538 on the banks of Lake Maggiore in Italy. He studied at Milan and afterward at the University of Pavia, where he received his doctorate in civil and canon law in 1559. His uncle, the Cardinal de' Medici, having in the same year been elected pope under the title of Pius IV, sent for him and created him a cardinal, and in a short time afterward nominated him Archbishop of Milan, though he was only 22 years of age. At the same time, he was detained at Rome by the Pope, and he began to labor diligently in the interests of the Church. There he founded the Vatican Academy for Literary Work. As Papal Secretary of State, he was instrumental in reassembling the Council of Trent in 1562. He was active in enforcing its reforms and in composing the Roman Catechism containing the teachings of the Council. And if you have opportunity to get a copy of the Roman Catechism or the Catechism of the Council of Trent, it is a very excellent catechetical tool. It was written especially since St. Charles Borromeo was the author of it. He wrote with the intention of specifically trying to educate pastors and explain these doctrines so that they could explain them to their people. It's a very excellent catechism, one that you might have alongside the Catechism of the Catholic Church recently composed as another aid in your coming to know the faith. After receiving priestly ordination, he also accepted the office of Grand Penitentiary, and he assisted finally at the deathbed of the Pope in 1564 and at the election of Pius V. He then later on went on to reside at Milan, where in a great plague, in 1575, he showed himself the true shepherd by his self-sacrificing charity and heroism. This great light in the firmament of the Church was extinguished in 1584, and he was canonized in 1610 by Pope Paul V. St. Charles Borromeo, as I said, was instrumental in composing the Catechism of the Council of Trent, putting all the teachings of the Church together to answer all the Protestant objections and heresies that were really, the reason why the Council of Trent was composed was to answer all those Protestant falsehoods that had crept up because of Luther and Zwingli and Calvin, and in a way to get their teachings out, they composed the Catechism of the Council of Trent to disseminate those true teachings to the faithful. So we have St. Charles Borromeo to thank for that and to once again see the importance of catechesis. We can see the dire results of a lack of catechesis in the last 40 or 50 years in the Church, when we have Catholics who cannot even probably recite the Ten Commandments, let alone live them. And those who are confused and think that they can hold positions which are contrary to the teaching of the Church and still consider themselves Catholic. So it's important that we impart the faith to those, and not only within the Church, but to also know the faith so we can evangelize. If we're going to have any kind of true success at evangelization, we need to know the faith ourselves before we can impart it or to explain it to others. Let us ask St. Charles Borromeo today in a special way for his intercession for catechists, for bishops who are the chief catechists of their diocese, for all those who in any way are involved in imparting the faith through instruction, theologians, and like, and ask him to intercede for them, and to also that we see the importance of combining not only the teaching, but as he even counseled his priests, that for their preaching to be effective, they have to live it. And same goes for us. If we know the faith, we must, more importantly, live it and put it into practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.